with the news in detail. Here's Brian Jennings.
The president of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, has written to the chairman of the banking inquiry, Kieran Lynch, informing him the bank would not be participating in the hearings. Mr. Draghi said the ECB was primarily accountable to the European Parliament and that it did not see itself participating in inquiries conducted by a national parliament. On this programme, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Simon Coveney, said the decision by the ECB was not acceptable.
I think this is the wrong decision by the ECB. We're setting up a banking inquiry involving all political parties so that we can get a detailed understanding and explanation of what has happened in banking over the last 5 to 10 years, because it has had a huge impact on the lives of Irish people. And whether the ECB like it or not, they were part of that story, and they have an obligation, in my view, to be part of the explanation for what unfolded in banking over the last 10 years.
The inquiry begins today with evidence from Finnish banking expert Peter Nyberg, whose report called Misjudging Risk examined the cause of the crisis. The first funerals have been held for the victims of the Taliban school massacre in Pakistan. At least 132 children and 9 staff were killed in the city of Peshawar. The 7 Taliban attackers involved were all killed. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has declared 3 days of mourning. This morning, the Pakistani Prime Minister announced an end to the moratorium on the death penalty. The Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, has told the Dáil that he believes Ireland's abortion laws are too restrictive. Mr. Varadkar was responding to a private member's motion tabled by the independent TD Claire Daly that seeks to remove a clause in the Constitution that equates the lives of a mother and her unborn child.
While it protects the right to life of the mother, it has no regard for her long-term health. If a stroke, heart attack, epileptic seizure happens, perhaps resulting in permanent disability as a result, then that is acceptable under our laws. And I don't think that's right. Similarly, it forces couples to bring to term a child that has no chance of survival for long outside the womb, if at all, forcing them against their own judgment to explain for weeks and months to all inquirers that the baby they're carrying is dead.
The pro-life campaign has disputed Mr. Varadkar's assertion. In a statement last night, the group said a repeal of the Eighth Amendment, as sought by Claire Daly's bill, would remove all remaining protection for an unborn child. It also said that Minister Varadkar was a member of the government that introduced the law allowing abortion where there was a threat of suicide, although there was no evidence supporting this. The Dáil will resume debating the Water Services Bill today. The government will guillotine the bill this evening and it will move to the Senate tomorrow. Meanwhile, it has emerged that a Dáil committee is to write to the Sinn Féin deputy leader Mary Lou MacDonald and the independent deputy Mick Wallace about naming people in the Dáil chamber. It comes after some of those named made complaints to the committee. Our political correspondent Martina Fitzgerald.
Deputies will be discussing Section 10 of the Water Services Bill when the Dáil debate on the matter resumes today. There are 16 sections in the bill and the government has decided to guillotine it at 9:30 this evening. Government spokespeople say more than 40 hours will have been devoted to the bill, which is more time than for any other piece of legislation during the lifetime of this government. However, the opposition has accused the government of closing down the debate and breaking a promise not to guillotine it. Separately, it emerged that the Committee on Procedure and Privileges has decided to write to the Sinn Féin deputy leader Mary Lou MacDonald and independent TD Mick Wallace about naming people in the Dáil chamber. Deputy MacDonald recently named 6 former politicians in relation to allegations of tax evasion, while Deputy Wallace read the contents of a letter regarding allegations against a Garda who he named. Both politicians can make submissions to the committee, which will then decide if they should correct the Dáil record. The committee has also decided to seek legal advice on what sanctions should apply in relation to disruption in the Dáil, with a view to changing the rules in the long term.
EU negotiations in Brussels over fish quotas for next year have ended with a more favourable outcome than expected for Irish fishermen. The EU Commission had been proposing sharp cuts to Irish whitefish and prawn quotas. However, the quotas, which have now been agreed, will be worth €123 million to Irish whitefish fishermen next year, which is a small increase. The Economic and Social Research Institute has questioned proposals by the central bank for the introduction of a stricter mortgage regime in the new year. The ESRI says that proposals that most house buyers should have a 20% deposit were not justified. The Institute says the bank should instead have a variable system to control mortgage lending that takes market conditions and property supply into account.